From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's economy grows 5.72% amid global recession. Spain and Finland express interest in the Indonesian new capital development cooperation. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that Indonesia's economy managed to clock a growth of 5.72% in the third quarter amid the storm of recession experienced by several countries in the world. The president was addressing his supporters during the United Nusantara gathering held by his volunteers at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Saturday. Amid the global economic recession, several countries in the world are experiencing difficulties. Consequently, the prices of goods have doubled. Luckily, he affirmed, Indonesia can still control this uncertain economic situation. Nevertheless, the president reminded all parties to remain vigilant as global recession is difficult to calculate and predict. Hence, all parties must continue to work hard in order to avoid an economic recession. At the same time, attracting investors to the country is also important as it could create several jobs. The governments of Finland and Spain have expressed their interest in collaborating with Indonesia for developing the country's new capital, Nusantara. Head of the New Capital Authority, Bambang Susantono, said in a statement issued on Saturday that earlier several other countries, including South Korea and Saudi Arabia, also conveyed their interest in cooperating with the new capital authority. Representatives of the Finnish and Spanish governments recently met with officials from the new capital authority at its office. During the meeting, its company presented its plans to contribute to the development of the new capital. Earlier, the new capital authority had also collaborated with the Asian Development Bank ADB to map out efforts to become a carbon neutral city by 2045 based on the concept of a sustainable forest city. The authority welcomes any countries that want to work together to build the new capital Nusantara. Indonesia strives to uphold the value and implementation of global cooperation amid global challenges through its free and active foreign policy. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi stated virtually at the Conference of Indonesian Foreign Policy 2022 on Saturday. She noted that in carrying out its foreign policies, Indonesia always honors the international law. She also mentioned the world's trust in Indonesia's leadership. This can be seen from the attendance of world leaders in the recent G20 summit in Bali, which was pretty high. The meeting also resulted in a declaration. According to Retno Marsudi, many parties were pessimistic about the G20, but amid the difficulties, Indonesia successfully grabs the moment of cooperation. She added that all these achievements in global cooperation prove that the free and active policy works well, delivers multilateralism, and focuses on the paradigm of collaboration. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen resigned as head of the ruling Democratic Progressive Party following local election losses on Saturday, November the 26th, suffered by her party. Voters in Taiwan overwhelmingly chose the opposition Kuomintang or KMT in several major races across the self-ruled island in an election in which lingering concerns about threats from China took a backseat to more local issues. Tsai had spoken out many times about opposing China and defending Taiwan in the course of campaigning for her party, but the party's candidate, Chen Shih-chung, who lost his battle for mayor of Taipei, only raised the issue of the Communist Party's threat a few times before he quickly switched back to local issues as there was little interest, experts said. Tsai offered her resignation on Saturday evening, a tradition after a major loss, in a short speech in which she also thanked supporters. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, in his first public appearance since being wounded in a gun attack earlier this month, said on Saturday, November the 26th, he was calling off his protest march to Islamabad because he feared it would cause havoc in the country. Khan has been holding countrywide protests to push the government for early elections since being ousted from power in April. The protests were to culminate in a march to Islamabad, which threatened to worsen political turmoil in the nuclear-armed country, which is battling an economic crisis. Protests simmered in Shanghai early on Sunday as residents in several Chinese cities, many of them angered by a deadly fire in the country's far west, pushed back against heavy COVID-19 curbs nearly 3 years into the pandemic. A fire on Thursday that killed 10 people in a high-rise building in Urumqi, capital of the Xinjiang region, has sparked widespread public anger as many internet users surmised that residents could not escape in time because the building was partially locked down, which city officials denied. In Shanghai, China's most populous city and financial hub, residents gathered on Saturday night at the city's Wulumuki Road for a vigil that turned into a protest in the early hours of Sunday. China is battling a surge in infection that has prompted lockdown and other restrictions in cities across the country as Beijing adheres to a zero COVID policy, even as much of the world tries to coexist with the coronavirus. Last item. North Korean state media said Saturday, November the 26th, that Chinese President Xi Jinping had told North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that Beijing was willing to work with Pyongyang for world peace. The message from Xi came days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile in one of its most powerful tests yet, declaring it would meet perceived U.S. nuclear threat with nukes of its own. Days before North Korea's ICBM launch, Xi met on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Bali with U.S. President Joe Biden, who voiced confidence that Beijing does not want to see a further escalation by Pyongyang. Washington has said it wants China, Pyongyang's most important ally and economic benefactor, to use its influence to help rein in North Korea. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia files a lawsuit for environmental damage over the 2023 Montara spill. Deputy Minister of Environment and Forestry of Indonesia, Aliu Dohong, disclosed the Indonesian government will file a civil lawsuit for environmental losses due to the oil spill in Montara in the first half of 2023. In a press conference updating the status of the Montara case and submission of negotiation results in Jakarta last Thursday, November the 24th, Alwe Dohong said the government targets the lawsuit to be filed no later than the first half of 2023. He said that the ministry was going to file a lawsuit at the Central Jakarta District Court, but it was withdrawn out of respects for the class action process being carried out by the seaweed farmers. Alwe Dohong also said that the class action decision would be additional strong evidence that legally, PT Exploration and Production Public Company Limited Australia acknowledge its actions have caused environmental damage. He explained, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry will file a civil lawsuit regarding damage to sea waters, damage to mangrove ecosystem, seagrass beds, and coral reefs. According to him, the government calculated the loss to be nearly 23 trillion rupiahs. Apart from that, a civil lawsuit was also filed regarding the cost of recovering the environmental damage from the Montara oil spill with an estimate of around 4.4 trillion rupiahs. Alwe Dohong added, the ministry continues to collect data by involving experts while in living special area will be calculated based on scientific calculation. Previously, the coordinating minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said that the oil and gas company agreed to pay compensation of 192.5 million Australian dollars or the equivalent of 129 million US dollars to seaweed farmers in East Nusa Tenggara province for the oil spill case in Montara. Even though getting compensation, according to Luhut Panjaitan, this case is a lesson to the world that environmental problems are an important issue. He also mentioned paying compensation to be the first step for Indonesia to continue further action. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll start today in history with November 27, 1989. The Avianca Flight 203 plane crash. Avianca Flight 203 was a domestic commercial airline that flew from El Dorado International Airport in Bogota to Alfonso Bonilla Aragon International Airport in Cali. The plane was destroyed by a bomb. The plane took off from Colombian capital Bogota for Cali, and after 5 minutes of flying at a speed of 794 kilometers per hour, the bomb exploded. All 107 people on board were killed, and 3 people on the ground were also killed by falling debris. According to the investigation, the bomb was planted by a man who had the bomb in a suitcase. Moving on to November 27, 2005, the 23rd Southeast Asian Games were opened. The 23rd Southeast Asian Games, or the 2005 SEA Games, was held in the Philippines from November the 27th until December the 5th, 2005. This was the third time the Southeast Asian Nation Games were held in the Philippines, the first being in 1981 and the second in 1991. For the first time, the Philippines became the overall champion of the Southeast Asian Games. I'll end today in history with November 27, 2009, Nevsky Express Railroad bombing. A bomb exploded on the Nevsky Express on November 27, 2009 as the train passed traveling from Moscow to St. Petersburg. The explosion occurred near the town of Bologia, about 200 miles from Moscow. The train derailed at 9:34 p.m. local time. 27 people died and 95 were injured. The second bombing occurred a few days later. Although the first reports blamed an electrical fault, however, subsequent investigations showed that there was an act of terrorism. The government confirmed that the accident was caused by terrorists. It was Russia's deadliest attack since the 2004 bombing of a Russian plane. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. I would like to reply an email from Salina Akhtar and Etimon from Bangladesh. Hello Salina Akhtar and Etimon, thank you for your email and also a Happy New Year's greeting. I hope you're always happy, healthy, and great. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening!
Adore you. You smile.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on significant role of micro, small and medium enterprises economic strategy to make Indonesia global halal hub in 2024. The positive trend of Indonesia's economic growth, which continues in the third quarter of 2022, shows the stretching of national economic productivity, which has improved since the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the factors that supports this economic growth is the development of halal industrial areas in Indonesia, which continue to be encouraged by creating the right halal ecosystem from upstream to downstream. President Joko Widodo has also mandated to strengthen various efforts in making Indonesia a global halal hub in 2024. The vision of making Indonesia a global halal hub in 2024 is manifested in a number of policies that support the acceleration of the development of halal industrial estate in Indonesia. Until now, there have been several halal industrial estates granted the business permits, such as Halal Modern Valley in Banten, Safe Lock Halal Industrial Park in East Java, and Bintan Inti Halal Hub in Riau Islands. Indonesia currently occupies the fourth position in the Global Islamic Economy Indicator in the State of the Global Islamic Economy Report. This position is also supported by Indonesia's good performance, which ranks in the top 10 countries in several halal economic sectors, such as the food sector, Islamic finance, pharmaceutical and cosmetics, as well as fashions. Speaking virtually at the opening of the 9th Islamic Cooperation Organization Halal Expo and World Halal Summit in Istanbul, Turkey on Thursday, November the 24th, Coordinating Minister Erlangga explained that to realize Indonesia's vision of becoming a global halal hub in 2024, the role of micro, small and medium enterprises and strategic economic areas in Indonesia is very significant. Increasing the halal lifestyle in Indonesia creates a good market at the domestic level, coupled with ease of doing business in strategic economic zones, making it easier to access global markets. Furthermore, he also conveyed the importance of collaboration at the regional level among member countries of the Islamic Cooperation Organization, OIC, especially with the Turkey Republic. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from Claudio Martijena in Spain. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your reception report. I forwarded the report to the Spanish section. Viewing your reception report with SINPO 15331. I think it's a very poor signal. I suggest you monitor our radio through streaming voinews.id. To cheer you up, I will play a beautiful song for you. So, here is the song. Happy listening.
Jauh ada di sana, kamu di
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
The city of Situbondo, which is located in the province of East Java, is known for its various beach tourism. One of them is Banongan Beach, which is located in Waringin Anom Village, Asambagus, Situbondo, East Java province. Banongan Beach offers an authentic atmosphere with fresh air. Around the beach, there are rows of coconut trees, which add to the cool and breezy atmosphere. The blue sea and fresh beach air is the charm of the beach and attracts many. At Banongan Beach, you can enjoy panoramic views of the sea while doing some beach activities such as canoeing, sunbathing, and also swimming. Though the location is rather remote from the city, the facilities on this beach are fairly complete, starting from a large parking area, bathrooms, and also a restaurant. To get to Banongan Beach, you can take a private vehicle or use public transportation. Banongan Beach is open every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. West Indonesia time. The right time to come to this beach is in the afternoon because at that time you can enjoy the enchanting beauty of the best sunsets from one of the beaches in East Java. Besides enjoying the beautiful view of the sunset, you can also enjoy swimming, fishing, and camping. And for those of you who have a hobby of photography, you can capture it with instantaneous spot offered. So, if you are in Indonesia, Banongan Beach in Situbondo, East Java province, is one of the places you should visit to relax and unwind. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, we will reply to an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika from India. He was listening to our broadcast on November 6, 2022. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your reception report on our broadcast. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and please do not forget to send your reception report to us. Well, listeners around the world, here is a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik buatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuk tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu.
Karena takut padamu, ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala padamu, ulalalalala.
kamu tempat duduk sampingku. Pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, luluh kepada
kau begitu lucu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tulung Agung Regency Government together with Miss Universe Switzerland or Swiss Beauty Queens auction Tulung Agung's typical batik, the Bumi Banarawa signature batik cloth. The proceeds of which were collected for donations for earthquake victims in Cianjur, West Java. Tulung Agung Regent Mario Tobirowo said the donation auction was carried out spontaneously since the activity was held when the Indonesian people were mourning the earthquake in Cianjur, which killed hundreds of people. In total, there were 7 batik clothes being auctioned. The batik with Tulung Agung's distinctive patterns, motif, and colors is the result of the handicrafts of local batik artisans. Swiss beauty queen Alia Guindi, along with 2 other Miss Universe Switzerland 2022, Tiffany Amelie Sagne, the third winner, and Zolani Encarnacion Galan, fourth winner, were originally scheduled to take part in batik writing activities at the Tulung Agung Hall in the context of cultural promotion. Alia Guindid and friends who guided the auction admitted that they were grateful for the opportunity to help Cianjur residents who were hit by the earthquake. On that occasion, she praised the beauty of batik from Tulung Agung. She said making batik takes quite a lot of time and special skills to produce beautiful works. Alia Guindi plans to bring batik as souvenirs when she returns to Switzerland. Previously, an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.6 shook Cianjur Regency West Jawa Province on Monday, November the 21st. As a result of the earthquake, hundreds of people were reportedly dead, thousands injured, and tens of thousands of residents fled to evacuation points.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula meradang terkadang kembali tenang. Oh, siapa dalangnya
sudahi saja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Dee Lestari. Dewi Lestari, or known as Dee Lestari, is a writer, singer, and songwriter in Indonesia. As a singer and songwriter, she feels that many songs are about sadness, but not many tell about the feelings and the processes of those feelings in death. What is meant is the phase when humans are not strong enough to endure sadness and are not strong enough to be tough. Dee Lestari then summarizes and conveys it through a song called Berduka, which in English means grief. The song expresses feelings when humans are fragile and want to surrender completely to sadness. This song is an experience that everyone goes through universally, a moment when those who grieve are expected to be strong and tough. According to Dee Lestari, all humans will arrive at this point eventually. Therefore, she creates the song Berduka to appreciate the phases of grief as well as the process of healing humans from grief itself. Alright listener, here we go, the song Berduka by Dee Lestari. Happy listening!
Waktu terasa beku, bumi berputar kaku, sepi mencekam di keramaian siang bagai malam. Semuanya bilang tak mengapa, segalanya akan baik-baik saja, tapi rasa
tapi kini biarkan ku tahu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait the rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Those eyes that always make me feel like home. Just always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clocks are ticking.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and streaming voinews.id. Also, RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, VOI Official, and TikTok at @VOI_official. All right, listener. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.